The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Board of Directors, staff, or volunteers of CKMS, FM, Radio Waterloo, or its affiliate sponsors or advertisers.
And we're live here in the studio, listening to some music, chilling out, maxing and relaxing a little bit. Here for CKMS Community Connections, and today we have Mike and April.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
What's it like out there? How is it coming in?
It's weather-wise, it's pretty muggy today, eh?
Yeah, definitely, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a muggy kind of hot day. It's a little warm in here as well.
Yes, that's why I was like, I gave you guys a heads up to dress lightly and
we have our water.
Bring some water. Today we are here in the studio for a live edition of the Thursday version of CKMS Community Connections, and good to be back here live in the studio, socially distanced, of course, and good to be able to continue off some new episodes of CKMS Community Connections. Make sure you check us out. www.radiowaterloo.ca, where you can find past episodes of the show, as well as Facebook and Twitter at Radio Waterloo. We are on Rogers Digital Cable Channel 946 in Southern Ontario, and also you can listen live at www.radiowaterloo.ca/listen. And not only that, we're on YouTube today as well, streaming, so big shout out to all the people streaming on YouTube. Really good to have you out. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments or complaints about this broadcast, be sure to send us an email at office@radiowaterloo. And as I said at the top of the show, we're here in the studio with Mike and April, and we're going to talk about some important stuff today. But first, just introduce yourselves. What's up?
So I'm Mike Everett. I started a Facebook page called Struggles of the City, Kitchener-Waterloo. And April's here with me. She's a volunteer that helps out. And, that's what we do.
Yeah. Thank you for, once again, thank you for coming in.
No problem, man. Thanks for having us.
I discovered you guys over the Facebook as well.
Okay, cool.
Through the Struggles page.
Which is how we met.
Yeah, there's a lot of connections going on through there. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing a lot of people are connecting through there, and that's really good to see.
Yeah, it's blowing up real fast. There's a ton of people on there, and it's been...
When did you guys make that?
I made it 2 months ago, and I started by... I met this guy outside of a Dollarama asking for change, and then I had a camera with me and I had this idea, so I talked to him and interviewed him and I took a picture of him and threw it on this Facebook page. I just made it out of nowhere, like last kind of spur of the moment, and then within like 3 days we were almost at like 1,000 people, and then it's been crazy. It's just like snowballed into this huge thing.
Are you both from in town here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're both from Kitchener.
Born?
Yep, born and raised.
Okay, and what was it like growing up in Kitchener-Waterloo here for you guys?
I love the city, I don't know. What's that? Okay, sorry. it's been good. I mean, I went to school in Preston, and I've lived in Kitchener-Waterloo and in Cambridge. So I've been all over the Tri-Cities.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Preston.
Preston, yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
What about you?
Is that the Harry Potter-looking school, or is that Galt?
No, that's GCI, I think.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
That's the haunted mansion.
I went to Eastwood.
Oh, nice.
I'm an Eastwood rebel, yep.
Cool.
Took a couple arts classes there, and mostly nice. Mostly sucked at them, but no. It's all good. Yeah. I was able to grow up in a interesting neighborhood, a very ethnic neighborhood. There's a lot of people in my end of town that are from all around the world, especially a lot of that came to Eastwood.
Yeah. That's
so
cool.
We had last week I was talking on the show, but we had the, I'm pretty sure it's still the same. We had the biggest arts program. Not only that, we had a lot of ESL students, so able to really grow up around a lot of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about
in Preston, I don't know, it wasn't very diverse when I was in school there, but the city is, like, I grew up in Dune, so we had to
to
bus to Cambridge.
But. Even though I lived around Eastwood, I went to Dune and Brigadoon.
Oh, did you? Oh, so me too, man. Crazy.
I I'm 27, but you're a few years older. We may have not gone the same time.
Yeah, we must have missed each other probably.
Those are some cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like the. It was almost like out in the middle of nowhere back in the day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was like
especially Brigadoon. There was just nothing else past it. Now there's a huge neighborhood.
You can't even recognize it.
Right? Yeah, I went there this past summer for the first time, and I went down and I had a little bit of a, just for old time's sake, walked around. It was like the schoolyard, and I'm like, you know, old school, man. That's awesome. This is old school.
Yeah, the neighborhood that Dune, like, especially is. Blown up. It's huge.
Yeah.
There's neighborhood. There's a subdivision stuff. I couldn't even tell you where I'd be lost.
Yeah. All of the kids down in that end, that was different. I remember there was a different situation at Brigadoon and Dune. There, I don't really remember it being that culturally diverse.
No, it was pretty,
especially the students I went to, like, a lot of them had stuff before I had them, so they had the better phones or the better iPods or they had the Xbox 360 first or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're, what about April?
What about April?
Let's get her on. I have lived here my whole life, but I've moved from almost every part in this city. I lived in, like, on 9th, I lived Queen Street. I mostly live in Victoria Hills. My parents were separated before I was born, so kind of just moved around everywhere. And I went to a French school, though, for the beginning of my life.
Nice.
So wasn't totally diverse. It was, I think there was one black kid, and it was my sister.
Right.
That anybody knew. And then I went to St. Mary's for high school later on, and that was insane, because all of a sudden we went from 400 kids to, like, 3,000, right?
Right.
So, but it was pretty cool. I got to meet people from everywhere, and I pretty much knew everybody because I, like, since I moved around so much, I love to meet people, right? So my sister was homeless for a good 6 or 7 years too, so that's partially why I kind of just started doing this, because it when I was a kid, stuff happened like that too. It's complicated, but so it kind of hits home, you know?
Yeah.
And my sister is the same age as Mike, so it's and she's a kid, like, you know what I mean? You just want to help people get their life back together,
right?
Because
it could happen to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was kind of like your first experience with someone being homeless or someone being displaced.
When I was, briefly, when I was at the beginning of high school, for a few months it was kind of crazy. But then I moved back in. My dad moved home. My dad lived in Haiti for like 7 years.
Wow.
So then he moved home, and then I was able to live with him and kind of got my life back on track. But now this is the first year that I'm actually like, right, so now I can help my sister, help everybody else, now that I'm back on my feet, you know? So it's been a rough couple of years, but I'm good now. So
right.
Now I can help other people, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes
you want to give back, right? So many people have helped me in so many places, and it's like,
when
you just have to keep on helping.
When you've been in the position on the other side of the fence, you know, and then when you get out of that, you can use your experiences and help
exactly.
Others. That's what it's about.
So for both of you, that was something that maybe you experienced something similar.
Yeah, I grew up in, I started using drugs at a very young age, and I was just on the streets and, you know, living a crazy life for quite some time. And it took me a long time to get out of that. But now that I have, it's nice that at least, like, all the bad experiences that I've gone through, I can kind of turn around and use as a tool to help others that are still going through it. So it's nice to be able to guide people and steer them in the right direction.
Yeah, a lot of people can relate in one way or another, whether it be It's not a competition, of course.
No.
People will relate in one way, you know. People will have it worse, and people won't have it just as worse. But yeah. There's that understanding of the struggle.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of people, I feel like, especially in our community, there is a lot more nicer people than there is not nice people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been an awesome example. Like, this page really has shown how many kind people there are, because like every time we highlight somebody or anything we post, like my phone gets flooded for 2 days. Like, I have to play catch up with messages, and just like everybody that sees it or wants to get involved, wants to help.
Like, everybody thinks there's some kind of qualifications, but like exactly like you said, like some people think like kind of like you're too much, or you're not, like, I don't know how to explain that. Especially when you're doing like community work and stuff like that, a lot of people, they want you to be able to relate to them, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody will relate in some way, shape, or form. Not a single person does, like, it doesn't matter where you come from. Like, everybody wants to help each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, nobody's sitting there and be like, you can't help me. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
It's honestly such a great community, because everybody relates somehow.
So you guys almost have a couple thousand people just in that group.
Yeah.
You're about to get 2,000.
We're almost at 2,000.
Yeah.
That's, which is insane to me. Like, when I posted it, honestly, I thought, like, the first guy, man, we posted about, I figured maybe we could get him, like, a pair of shoes or, like, you know, a couple meals or something. Like, I just kind of did it in passing, not really thinking too much of it. And then, like, the first post just blew up within, like, it was, like, 4 hours we were at 500 people. Like, it was crazy. And it just, like, since then, it's just literally, it's turned into like its own organization, basically, like a volunteer organization. Now we have like other volunteers that are helping. We're having, you know, we're helping in multiple different locations. We have a ton of resources now. And
a lot of the people too that we have helped are even in the group. So if anybody, mm-hmm, like, yeah. it's helpers and the help, like, you know what I mean?
We're
so
all
everybody
together.
Can connect with each other.
There's been people we've helped out that have in turn then they've helped other people that we've posted, yeah, about, and like it's been crazy. It's been amazing to watch.
It's crazy to see people who, like, want to help everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and in one way or another, I don't know, maybe if you were to check, if there's a listener out there that wants to check this out right now, Struggles of the City, Kitchener-Waterloo, and you might end up having like a mutual friend or something, mm-hmm, like that.
For sure.
I actually had a handful of mutual friends that were already in that group, so yeah. I was like, okay, well,
I'm getting to the point where, like, if I go out somewhere, I'll, like, somebody will be like, hey, you're the dude from Struggles of the City, or,
mm-hmm,
it's been awesome. There's been like weird connections, and like you never know who you're, like, with that group, you never know. When you're out and about, you never know who you're really talking, mm-hmm, to, right? Because it could be somebody that you've been talking to for the past 2 months on this group. So it's been neat.
There could be a mix, too, of a lot of different people. Maybe people who didn't think that they had, you know, these concerns for people.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't even think about this stuff.
Right.
It's a really good way to get, like, a personal view of somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody's different. Everybody needs something different. And it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the
individualized?
What are some of the other stories of you know, you helping someone out? So you would make a post about, hey, let's get someone,
yeah,
a pair of whatever.
Right. So basically, right, what I do is I'll meet somebody, and if I see that there's some things where maybe if they had a little bit of a helping hand, it would help them out greatly. So I'll talk to them. I'll have a conversation. I'll ask, mm-hmm, them, like, if I had a magic wand right now, what would you want, right? And then, mm-hmm, I'll write down everything that they asked for, and then I'll make a little bio about them, and I throw it up on the page. And then, you know, I don't it's been crazy too, because like there's some things that I think to myself, like, oh, there's no way we can get this done, or maybe this will, you know what I mean, this might be a big ask, or this might be difficult, but it's everything we've posted and everything we've tried to get has happened, and it's excelled. It's gotten, like, there's been
like Rick.
We
ended up getting, we got this guy a job, and then we, like, the morning, he called us back saying the guy never showed up for the job. Somebody else had seen the post on Facebook and picked him up.
So he had two people.
Yeah,
the day after we did the post,
wow,
he had two jobs.
Yeah.
And now he's going to get his license back. He's going to, like he has worked now for months. Like he's been working every day since we made the post. He's been working like 10-hour days. He's in the cabin at Lot 42. He just moved in, and he now has a job. He has guitars. He's a musician. We got him a sweet electric guitar, acoustic guitar, cell phone. Like he's completely like before this post, he just got into a cabin. He had no way of communicating with his family or kids. He had no way to get a job. He had no resume. He had no anything, right? So like I made this little post, put it up on the internet, and within a day it was like he has a phone, computer, tablet, job. His license is back. We're getting him a car even. We're saving up to get it. Like we're probably gonna have a vehicle for him in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And within like 24 hours. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. It's nuts.
It was so fast.
Some people, maybe they need that little kick, mm-hmm. you know?
Man, he's flourishing. Like, the amount of change just in this past little while, like with Rick specifically, has been amazing to watch. Like, it shows that, like, if you give somebody just a little boost and mm-hmm. they can roll with that, and it literally, like, the small little things can change people's lives.
It's hard to be alone. In life,
it is,
and when people think that there's no one else that's been through their situation,
right.
And maybe in often cases there are not a lot of people that have been in their situation, but there's usually always some sort of help
for sure.
But there's always a stigma around it too,
right?
And I think people are just like, oh, do you want to help the homeless kind of thing? And people just assume like donate food, donate clothes, do this. But a lot of it is it's personalized. Everybody's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what's cool about this is like, you know, it's on the ground, it's community grassroots kind of driven. So like we don't just come in like once a week and drop off, you know, and I'm not saying anything negatively about anybody who would do that either, but like we're there every day. We form relationships with them, you know, we're taking them to a doctor's appointments. We've like yesterday, this week alone at Law 42, we've taken three of the residents to a methadone clinic and got them on a treatment program. So that's just this week. Like we're our goal is to get at least two people a week to a clinic on an opioid replacement therapy. And then we're going to try to help them continue to get there and coach them, cuz it's hard to navigate when you don't have internet, you don't have a phone, you have no, like it's hard to know where to go, it's hard to know what programs there are. You know, it's hard to get the resources. So like sometimes even just showing up to and help, like letting them use your phone, check out the internet, mm-hmm. give them a ride downtown, like wherever, right? Like that's a huge, huge help. So
even yesterday, we just had a guy drive around with us when we went to the clinics. Just he wanted to listen. He wanted to some to go music. In
for a
drive.
Couldn't
remember last time he was in a car.
Yeah, he couldn't. Wow. He was
right, and it just made him.
He was so happy to just sit back and listen to. We put some tunes on and just cruised and
kept apologizing. I'm like, don't worry, but like mm-hmm. you can stay with us all day.
He said he hasn't been in a car for months. He hasn't been in
gone
a car ride for. He couldn't remember it.
Lots. Some people don't see that
out.
As a luxury, but
yeah,
you know, we hate getting in the car. We're all grumpy and road rage and this and that, but there's people that would love to jump in the back seat and just go for a drive.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We were so tired yesterday. It was like almost like a 12-hour day, all day long, going back and forth.
It was intense.
Yeah. He was just so happy. And you know what I mean? It just kind of gives you a new perspective.
Yeah, I bet. So are these people that you've met at Lot 42?
A lot of them are. So,
right.
So basically like, this has transformed, right? So like my initial kind of vision was just to help an individual. And then I learned very quickly, like once it snowballed and like the people were offering all these donations and all this clothing. So like the initial vision for helping an individual, in turn, it gave me the ability to help large groups because mm-hmm. I was getting overflows of clothing. Like now I have a storage, I have a 10x10 storage filled with donations. So like I can go to an outreach in Cambridge, for instance, say, and I can have tables set up for 25 people. And then also while I continue to do just individual highlights, that kind of keeps the momentum going and then keeps those donations coming in. So like I never realized like that wasn't the plan. And then through that, so I started just going to Lot 42 and setting up like a little table with some clothes and socks and whatnot, right? That was the beginning of my Lot 42 introduction. And then I met Nadine. She's kind of like the mama bear at Lot 42. She's a real KW kind of legend for homeless people. She had a store downtown that got it was like a convenience store that she kind of allowed people on the streets to hang out.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. So she got evicted from there, And
but it's always a blessing.
Yeah, yeah, it was a blessing in disguise. So now she's running. She's basically the Mama Bear Outlaw 42. So throughout that whole thing that unfolded, she was the she's the foundation there. She's the one who has the patience and the love, and she offers like a lot of support with everybody there. So I met her, and then we connected and we clicked, and it just kind of snowballed. So like I do like maybe an hour a day there or here and there. I would show up, and then now it's turned into like I'm fully involved in the project, and I'm there 4 or 5 times a day. Like sometimes I'm there for 8 hours, you know, like I'm there quite a bit, and everybody there is amazing. Like we form such great relationships with everybody, and it's amazing to like be a part of something and watch people progress and get better, and like be there for their successes, be there for their failures, just kind of lend a helping hand and like a shoulder to kind of lean on, right?
Right.
It's been really cool.
And this, we'll get to that after we play this next song. We'll talk more about Lot 42, because you know, you've heard more about that in the last few months than ever before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to get into that. But first, so you sent us a couple songs.
Yep.
Which one would you like to play right now?
Let's start off with The Killers.
The Killers.
Let's do Beast Still.
Nice. So what does this song mean to you?
Honestly, it's just a really beautiful, calming kind of song. I think everybody could take a minute and just be a little more still.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect.
That's a very good point. And this song is a great song by The Killers. This is from the album Battleborn. So let's turn this one up.
Enjoy.
Some Killers there for you.
Awesome for song.
Ya. Yeah, it's a great song. Always good to play. Always good to play some good bands on the show.
That's awesome, man.
So we were just talking about your involvement with Lot 42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as I was saying, we kind of heard more about it than ever in the last few months.
Yeah,
tell us why.
So basically, what it is like a transitional housing for people who are experiencing homelessness or mental health and addiction issues. It's a safe place. It's a private entity as of now, so like there's no regional guidelines.
Right.
We don't have to follow any of the red tape kind of rules, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's basically a place for people who've gone through the shelter system or maybe don't fit in the shelter system for one reason or the other. They can come there and kind of just live with a little bit of respect and dignity. Mm-hmm. They don't have to follow so much rules. It's not as strict, right? So you have the independence there. So what it's gotten a lot of buzz because we have a big issue in Kitchener-Waterloo with homelessness, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And with COVID, it brought a lot of other problems with people on the streets and things like that. So the region has done overflow, and they've done the overflow at Radisson and different motels and stuff, but even those places there's flaws, right? There's very, very strict, and some people just don't do well with that kind of structure and rules, right? Like tell you when to eat, when to sleep, when to, like, it's difficult. So where Lot 42 kind of shines is that it gives people freedom, basically. You know, they still have to respect one another and respect the property and respect themselves, but like they have their own little piece that they can call home, you know.
Right.
It's really cool to watch from an outsider's perspective because it's kind of like a little micro society, right?
Mm-hmm.
In and of itself. So like, because it's out of in the middle of kind of an industrial area,
right?
And
that's what it was. It was a factory.
Yeah,
before?
It was a lot of different things. It's a really cool building, actually.
Yeah.
Ron Doyle is the owner of it. He's an amazing guy. He's really a big supporter of art and a lot of different things. But so he's done it. He's made it really a cool place to just check out. But so there's a lot of land. There's 12 cabins right now. We're gonna get 8 more, I think. Today, I believe, and
those are the ones we've been seeing in the news, right?
Yeah, you'll see the little colored
right.
kind of. They look kind of like a shed.
Actually, last night on the news, we had Rick, the guy we were talking about, interviewed.
Yeah, yeah, he was on CTV yesterday. Actually, there's going to be, I think today they're shipping 8 of the cabins over there today, so there's going to be a big to-do, nice. Actually, this afternoon.
Well, they're little homes.
Yeah, 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 they're cool. Like, yeah. they're really neat, man, the way they're set up. And
I think they had to change some sort of, I don't know what they did on the city level. I don't know if there's any bylaws. Zoning. Or something. They had to change some zoning and stuff like that.
Yeah, the city has allowed it, and I as far as that's not really my end of area of expertise, but I believe I believe the zoning they permitted it temporarily, just and now that we've done it, it's there. So I think it's just gonna keep going. Right?
Yeah.
So it's honestly it's worked out. Like the city needs it. We like as a community, it's something we all need because, you know, it's
everybody has access to everything.
Yeah.
Hydro, shower, food, a place to sleep, and
it's providing a very, very important, necessary kind of solution to it's one of the solutions to to end homelessness in Kitchener-Waterloo for sure. It's going to be we're trying to get it to be the template. So either private entities or other towns can kind of look at it and then duplicate it there, right? So we're trying to get it to kind of a science. But
I'm sure there's a lot of different kind of people down there.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole mix of all sorts of people. And
younger people.
Yeah, different stories, different circumstances. The one thing I think that ties them all together is they're really wonderfully kind. They're awesome people. They're just like you and I. There's no difference. They're not scary. They're not violent. They welcome everybody with open arms. And they're just like, it's really, when you talk to them and see, you can relate and just like one that different choice in your life you could be there. You know what I mean? It's very simple. Like, and yeah, we have a gamut from like, and another cool thing about Law 42 is like, you can have couples, right? So you don't have to split up. Right.
Okay.
A lot of the shelter systems are for males or females or whatever. So you can stay as a couple there. We allow animals, there's nowhere in the city that offers that. Right.
Right.
People have to give up their pets if they're getting into shelter systems. Yeah. So that's an amazing thing.
Roxy.
So they're treated like humans.
Yeah. They're just treated like, it's basically, and I mean, that's kind of cool too. It's like,
everybody loves like the pets that are there, and
yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody, like the guy that we took in the car yesterday, we went to go pick up that dog, and that's the only, like, he wanted to see the dog so bad. They're alone sometimes, right? If you're older, it doesn't matter, and you're by yourself, just they're all support animals, basically, right?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
So, there's a kitten now, too. Oh.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah,
I love kitties.
Yeah, right?
When the kids come visit sometimes,
no, it's
yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's giving a lot of people dignity. Like, it's still a dignified way of living, you know what I mean? It's very communal. It's like, it's basically, if anybody's a hippie or has any kind of hippie heart, it's where you want to be. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a commune. It's kind of like everybody takes care of one another. We all, like, everybody gets fed together. Everybody spends their days. It's really, it's more of a community in that little area than some of the neighborhoods outside of it, you know. There is more of a sense of like togetherness and helping one another out. It's very tight knit, and it's really a beautiful thing to be.
There's a lot of people, you know. I feel like there's a lot of people missing some of those things in their lives that are privileged, in the sense of they do have a home, they do have a good job, they never had these issues that some of the people that you're speaking of has had. But there's a lot of people that, you know, they're not sensitive to these things that are out there, and you know, you'll see the odd comment on Facebook, or you'll see the odd, even just someone putting something into question because they don't know about it.
Right.
Exactly. They might look like a dink saying it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there that are for some reason not understanding that.
I mean, we're busy with our own lives, and it's easy to get caught up in the mix, and it's an easy kind of thing to ignore, right?
Right.
Like, intentionally or not, it's something that you don't see much of. It's not brought into the limelight. I think recently it started to. I think COVID has, that's one of the benefits, like one of the brighter sides. Because I think it's kind of shone a light to like, hey, like we're all in this together, and a little tiny little microscopic thing could wipe us. You know what I mean? It just kind of brought people to a realization like, hey, like, let's get along and try to help one another out. And then I think it really brought a lot of attention to our homeless problem in Kitchener Waterloo.
Right. Oh, yeah. For sure. So we're gonna play one more song that you selected us.
Okay.
Which one?
Well, I mean, let's play Tool.
Tool. Yeah. Do some Tool, and we'll get back. We'll wrap this up, and we'll get on with our days.
Sweet.
Here's some Tool. Oh yeah, I forgot to ask. What does this song mean to you?
Honestly, it's just an awesome song. I don't hear Tool on the radio much, so I thought, hey, let's put some Tool on for people.
I agree with that. Oh, it is good to play some more Tool on the radio. I agree with you on that one.
Everybody needs more Tool in their life, you know?
That was Stink Fist.
Yes, sir.
And my cough was not COVID.
We are socially distanced.
We are socially distanced, and I may have had a puff of something earlier.
It's
cigarettes
legal.
Are bad, and other yeah, I know. But yeah, so we're just wrapping up here in the studio. We listened to a couple of songs that meant a lot to you, and that's something I wanted to try to start doing on the show. We'd like to try to play community-oriented music, but I want to play songs that what means something to you, so that way we can connect and relate, and people listening go, hey, you know what?
Yeah,
I feel that.
Music is such a big part of everybody's life, right? So it does kind of it shows you a little bit into them, right? What they're about, the music they listen to, I think is a big indicator.
For sure. So it was good to talk today about your involvement with the Facebook group, mm-hmm. the Struggles. Is that
Struggles of the City?
Struggles
Kitchener,
of the City.
Waterloo. And, come and join us.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on there, and mm-hmm. I noticed that. Like I said, I noticed that group through a friend, and I was curious about it. And when we announced you on the show, I even noticed a couple other people.
When did you join?
Just like a week or two ago.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I noticed another one of my friends, and my friends was like it. So it's good to work that way. And social media can be a double-edged sword, and I think a lot lately it's turned into a very toxic place.
Heck
but with things like mm-hmm. this.
That was one of the things I was conscious about was like, hey, I'm going to use this kind of dark, toxic Tool for some light and love, mm-hmm. you know, because Facebook does get very
home,
very nasty sometimes.
Believe me, it totally does. Yeah. And I'm only signed in on my Facebook right now because of this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I've vowed to sign myself out of social media for a while until things.
It's nice to take
down.
A little break, but don't get rid of Facebook because you have to join Struggles of the City, Kitchener Waterloo.
There's good things that can come out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what's next for you guys? Got a couple minutes left here.
We are heading to the lot. We're gonna go say hello. Check up on everybody, see how everybody's day is going, and then we're going to...
And let them know Community Radio cares, Radio Waterloo specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I know we've had a few different of our programmers reach out, so...
Heck yeah, for sure. They're probably listening right now. Hi, guys.
Hopefully. Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could listen to CKMS Community Connections. We're going to be back Saturday and next Thursday for some more... And Monday. How can I forget Mondays?
Who can forget Mondays?
Yeah. So we're going to be back for some more of that stuff, but hopefully for you folks, we'll have you back
right
down
on.
The line and when things further progress there at Lot 42,
because sure,
I know that there's important stuff going on there.
Thank you for having us, dude.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I think you don't really hear about this stuff. We were saying this before we came in the studio. You mm-hmm. really don't hear about this stuff on other radio stations.
No, it's awesome that we have this resource here in the region
because
it's playing awesome
anytime.
Music and talking about awesome things. That's what it's all about.
And it's all about connecting on this show, you know, connecting with people one-on-one. So whoever's listening out there, hopefully some sort of connection was made.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause
if anybody needs any help or if there is anything... related to that, feel free to reach out to me. You can add me as a friend on Facebook, shoot me a message, join the group. Don't
be
afraid. Don't be shy. I'm here to help.
That's good to have these role models in our community because in these tough times, you gotta show yourself.
Everybody
needs
some love.
Yes, all we need is love.
That's it.
That's for sure. I will. No one can disagree with that.
Heck yeah.
And if you do, damn you. Mm-hmm. No. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't care. That's what it's all about here in CKMS Community Connections. Thank you again
for
coming in. Thank you, listeners, for listening on www.radiowaterloo.ca/listen and on our YouTube, which we tried out today. Hopefully that went out well. Check us out every week here on Radio Waterloo 102.7 CKMS, the sound of the community for over 40 years.
The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the board of directors, staff, or volunteers of CKMS, FM, Radio Waterloo, or its affiliate sponsors or advertisers.